This week on Ask a Teacher, we answer a question from Saeed in Iran about words that can express the idea of duty. Here is Saeed's question. Dear teacher, what is the difference between accountability, responsibility, and liability, especially from the point of view of law? Sincerely, Saeed. I'm happy to answer this question, Saeed. All three of the words you ask about express the idea of duty. A duty is what a person must do because it is right and just. Let's begin with the noun responsibility. It is the most common word of the three, and we use it in everyday speech. However, when we talk about responsibility in legal terms, we are more likely to use the noun duty. We often refer to a task when we use the word responsibility or its adjective form, responsible. The following examples show this.
It is a pilot's responsibility to safely fly the airplane. A pilot is responsible for safely flying the airplane.
When we want to say that only one person or subject is responsible for something, we can use the adjective sole, spelled S-O-L-E, or the adverb solely, as in these examples.
Any mistakes are the sole responsibility of the writer. The writer is solely responsible for what he or she posts on social media.
To express the idea that someone should agree to having a duty, we can use the expression take responsibility for, as in the following example.
People must take responsibility for their own actions.
We usually use the noun accountability to refer to possible penalties or bad results people may face if they do not do their duty. To do this, we use the verb hold before the adjective accountable, as in this example.
The problem was that no one in the office was held accountable for their actions.
We often use the noun accountability when discussing organizations. For example, if a business has a system of accountability, that means the company's leaders and workers likely face a penalty if they do not carry out their duties. Liability is the most specific term of the three nouns. If someone or some group has legal liability, that means they have a duty that can be judged in a court of law. We use the adjective form liable to say that a person or group can face legal penalties because they were not as careful as they should have been. The following example shows this usage.
The company was held liable for failure to warn about the danger of its product.
Notice that we use the verb hold before the adjective liable, just like we do before the adjective accountable. There is also a common use of the noun liability in everyday speech that is not linked to legal issues. We can say that something or someone is a liability if they make bad results more likely. The following example shows this usage.
That football player is getting old and is too slow. He has become a liability for the team.
For our readers and listeners, what are your questions about American English? We want to hear from you. Send us an email at learningenglish@voanews.com. And please let us know where you are from, too. And that's Ask a Teacher. I'm Andrew Smith.